I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. DC Comics has a new superhero, and he's African. His name is Batwing, modeled, of course, on Batman. Batwing battles the evil all around him in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Judd Winnick created the new character, whose normal name in the series is David Zavimbi. I asked Winnick how David Zavimbi compares to Batman's alter ego, Bruce Wayne.
He's like Bruce Wayne in the sense that he's a superhero. He's got an alter ego. He's got a life all his own. And then at night, he slaps on a costume and goes and fights crime. Aside from that, I kind of wanted to make as big a departure as I possibly could between the two of them. Bruce Wayne is a billionaire. Everything was sort of handed to him that way. But his life was struck with tragedy at a very, very young age. And for David, I just really thought what could represent Africa today. Real Africa. Not, forgive me, not the Lion King, not Tarzan, not so many stereotypes we often hear about when we're talking about Africa, what Africa is actually like.
So tell us about Batwing. His name is David Zavimbi. Who is he? What's he like?
David Zavimbi is a police officer in Tinashe, which is the fictional capital city of the Democratic Republic of Congo. That is his day job, where he's a cop. And his backstory is simply that he is an AIDS orphan and was later kidnapped and became a boy soldier. And then coming out of that tragedy and trauma, he grew up, joined the police force, and then by night decided to don a costume and fight crime as Batwing.
Now, the other thing that's interesting about David Zavimbi, unlike Bruce Wayne, he's a policeman. He's a working stiff.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea that he has a job. I like the idea that he worked in an office. And he's not a street cop. He does it so he can sort of keep tabs on what's going on in the city. He's a researcher. He, you know, keeps records and whatnot.
And why did you choose the Democratic Republic of Congo, of all the countries in Africa, to place Batwing?
I did a lot of research. I spoke to a lot of heads of African studies at a couple of universities. I spoke to people I knew who had lived in Africa and even reached out to people who are currently living in Africa.
Were you able to visit Congo?
No. I mean, I think I made a couple of requests, and DC made a point of pointing to my phone and my computer as excellent forms of research. comics being what they are, you know, we come up with a book a month. No, I was not lucky enough to go to the Congo, but did as much research as one could possibly do, sitting in a chair, talking on a phone and looking on their computer and going back and forth. We're also telling stories. It's not a trip to the social studies class. It's just fantasy. So we try to tell a great story that can enlighten people about what's actually going on there. And hopefully they can delineate between, you know, what is pure fantasy and what is actually based in certain levels of reality.
It is realistic. And Batwing takes us into some pretty harrowing stories that do happen in Africa. And we see the horrors we hear about, decapitations and rape. I mean, maybe, do you ever wonder, is a Batwing story too real?
No, I think there's that line we actually don't ever cross. Our readers are not as young as everyone thinks they might be, teenagers on and up, but it's also, unfortunately, close to reality. He was a boy soldier who was kidnapped by a warlord. And these are not supervillains we needed to make up, unfortunately.
Now, Batwing's arch enemy is called Massacre, and he's called that for a reason, and it's related to the birth of Batwing. Can you just give us that part of the Batwing backstory?
Yeah, it's slowly being unfolded. So Batwing, as we'll learn, is actually tied to this villain whose name is Massacre, who we wanted to make as realistic as possible. He wears beat-up body armor. He carries two machetes. And for some reason, he is hunting down retired superheroes. And one by one, he's been killing them. Batwing is now chasing him, trying to just get one step ahead of him before he eliminates his team.
You spoke earlier about stereotypes, so I'm just wondering if maybe you're pushing a different type of stereotype here. You know, the Africa is a mess, all the soldiers are savages, and all citizens are victims from birth.
I don't know if that's what we're showing across the board. I don't know if it's about that. I think I try to get into what is the beauty of Africa as much as it is the horror. Again, it is an action comic, and our job isn't necessarily to educate the public. We like to. That being said, I like to think that it does have a positive image. Someone who can come from something as horrific as this and is able to turn it around. On the flip side, Batman in general is not a book that is all about positive energy. This is about a boy whose parents were murdered in front of him, who now puts on a costume and goes out at night and, you know, beats the heck out of criminals. That's an oversimplification, but it's a dark book. Batman in general is a dark universe, which this is also inhabiting.
Judd Winnick, a writer and creator of titles such as Barry Ween, Boy Genius, and the graphic novel Pedro and Me. His latest creation is Batwing, about a superhero trying to fight evil in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Judd, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The next issue of Batwing goes on sale March 7th, but in the meantime, you can see some images from earlier issues of the Batwing comic series at theworld.org.